podcast you're about to listen to is for adults only. Anyone under 18, please turn on Kidz Bop right now. Any opinions or advice that we give on this show should not be taken too seriously, as we are not professionals at all. With that being said, make yourself a drink and join us on our journey as a married couple enjoying the lifestyle in beautiful Southern California.
So count nights with that electric feel. Sweet arms locked in, yeah, we keep it real.
Mr. Sweet's laugh, let the rhythm ride.
Mr. Sweet, say, yeah, come inside. Open minds, no rules to sell, just good energy, you can tell. Sweet arms, welcome, pull up a seat. Let's talk lifestyle over a liquid treat.
What's up? What'd you say?
I already did it.
Oh, you did it? Okay. All right. Oh, hey. Hey, guys. Sorry for the delayed entry. I meant to turn off the AC because it makes like a weird humming noise, and she informed me just as I was fumbling for my phone at the last minute that she already did it. So, hey, guys.
Pull the curtain back. A bunch of information you did not know you needed or wanted to know.
You know, we always talk about that we don't edit.
Are you editing that?
No. That shit's staying. That's the gold.
I didn't know it was recording.
That's the gold in them hills. You don't see those little meters jumping up and down?
I know now it's recording, but I could hear the like music, but I didn't. I don't know. You were rolling your chair around, so I assumed it wasn't recording.
Well, I recorded through the intro to kind of get into the mood. But I always cut out just before we come in. So any background noise of like me rolling around in my chair or fumbling.
Oh.
That I do trim out because that's easy.
Got it.
Shit in the middle, that's where it gets tricky. You had to split clips and then fade in and fade out. No, that shit, fuck that. So hey.
Wow, a bunch of information I didn't know that I needed to know that I cared to know.
Yes.
That I didn't want to know.
So we are the sweet side of life, guys. We're a week late.
We should just change our podcast frequency to TBD.
TBD. Let's just make it monthly, and then if we come in at 3, we're early.
It's a bonus.
Yeah. Like, we're just early. We're overachievers at that point.
Instead of always feeling like we're running behind.
So we did a hit in the streets with the sweets this past Saturday on our way to a party. So we're going to include that in this podcast. But first, before we did that, we're going to go out of order just a little bit. Mm-hmm. So we didn't want to go directly into the hit in the streets. So we did the 14th, right? What date are we at right now?
Today's the 19th. So you're talking about Saturday?
Yes.
This past Saturday?
Yes.
That was the 14th.
Okay.
And that was a pool party.
So yes. Oh, that's right. So the 14th, we went to Shake Your Shamrocks pool party at V or R&V's.
You know, people who live like not in California and don't realize the heat wave we're having right now.
It was 100 degrees today.
They're like in March. There's like people in like the East Coast and the Midwest that are like, a pool party? Was it an indoor pool? No, it was not.
We're actually visiting our Michigan friends that we've had on the podcast here a while back. We are going to Michigan on Wednesday, and it just snowed there the other day. I think the same day that we were going to a pool party, it was snowed. Snowing. So yeah, you know, a lot of people talk shit about California, but we're out here in March having pool parties, fuckers. So you do your thing, you do you, and your 0 degree shit, and we'll do our pool parties in March. Thank you very much.
Although I will take the 100 degree temp down a little bit.
Today I was working and it was 100 degrees and it was hot, but it just made me crave
pool weather.
EDR. It actually made me crave EDR.
Oh, that's why you went on and looked to see if they had already released their their stuff for the Memorial Day.
Yeah, trying to figure out our Memorial Day plans, and EDR has been our Memorial Day for the last 2 or 3 years, I feel like.
More than that, I think.
And then, but there's a place local to us called Bia Vida And I think they're talking about doing a Memorial Day party, and that's much closer, much cheaper. But they haven't like officially released it.
Yeah.
And it's different in the sense of they don't have like multiple on-site hotel rooms, and I don't know, EDR, it's gone through some shit in the past couple of years, but they still, even though we did say fuck EDR about a year and a half ago, they're like an ex-girlfriend that I still think about every day. They still have a soft spot in my heart.
Speaking of ex-girlfriends,
what happened?
The Taylor, Frankie, Paul.
Oh, yeah.
That's the first thing I thought when you were like, they're an ex-girlfriend.
Tell us about that a little bit. I think you're more in tune with
I have
that.
No idea. I mean, I watched The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. And
she's like the main character?
No, there's like, she's the one who went on with this quote-unquote swinging scandal. So she's the one
Didn't
that
they all
them.
Have something to do with that?
No. She's the one who helped them blow up because she started talking about like on TikTok or whatever about some swinging scandal. And so then that's what made them blow up. And then they already had a huge following as, you know, Mormon
mm-hmm.
women who were, you know, fighting the norms of the Mormon culture.
Mm-hmm.
But then that kind of blew them up. And then obviously they got their Hulu show. But actually the lady who does my lashes, she was talking to me about it last night. So that's who I actually heard it from. I knew she was doing The Bachelorette, but last night is from the lady who does my lashes. She told me, oh, did you hear they pulled The Bachelorette because of this whole like video from 2023, I think, that came out of her. It was crazy. I saw part of the video. She was like throwing chairs and shit, like bar stools across the room. Like,
sounds healthy.
She gets ragey.
That's what you need.
And so it was funny because I was watching season 4 of The Secret Lives and I was, you know, binging it as normal. And it kind of ended abruptly, and I just thought, oh, maybe they didn't put out all of the episodes, you know? They just released 10, and then they're going to release the rest of them in a week or whatever.
It wasn't a full release.
Sometimes, but it seemed odd to me. But then when she said that, and I guess Hulu pulled the rest of the episodes, too, because it was, like, some people's storylines in the show didn't really come to, like full circle, and I was like, what? This is a weird ending.
Weird place to leave off. A weird season finale.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah. I don't know. You said the abusive girlfriend we go back to, and it just made me think of that.
So EDR is my Taylor? You know what? Sure. I'll take it. So we just digressed like a motherfucker.
We did. But it kind of wrapped in because it was about the swinging scandal. It
makes perfect sense. Speaking of digressing, my Latin lover, Carlos and Autumn Sins, just the other day on their Swingers Couch podcast, they were giving us a lot of props. They listened to our last one.
Apparently, they're also bar soap people.
Yeah, they're bar soap people.
Is that what they said?
I can't remember if they said they're
bar soap people.
Like, we have everything.
I know.
We have bar soap and body wash
and scrubs.
I just think in the limited shower light, she only saw the bar soap.
Yeah.
We literally have like two niches full of every possible cleaning solution known to man. And she got fixated on the bar soap. So anyway, so if you not understand what we're talking about, go back to our last episode where we got judged for being bar soap people after a mini orgy. But anyways. So, all right. So I'm trying to get my date straight. So last Saturday, the 14th, was the pool party. So the Saturday before that,
yeah.
the 7th,
right.
is when we went to
freestyle parties. Yeah, you had your show on Friday.
Yes,
and
that's
then
right.
we went to the freestyle meet and greet on Saturday in Moreno Valley. And then we went to the after party after the meet and greet.
And the after party is what we talk about in the Hitting the Streets with
the
Sweets,
yeah.
which we'll put after we talk about our the 14th. I'm getting all my dates all screwy right now.
I don't think anybody cares the dates.
I do, because I'm trying to make sense of the order of things. The problem is there's a lot of couples that do something once a month or once every 3 months or once every 6 months when they travel. We have shit almost every weekend.
Yeah.
Whether it's a meet and greet, whether it's a party, whether it's a my show meet and greet, whether it's greet my meat, you know, there's Sunday always fun something day. Sunday fun days. We throw almost every Sunday. We do a Sunday fun day down here and there's always trouble to be had. So it's trying to keep up.
Yeah. Well, this is why we don't do podcasts that frequently.
Because we just don't have the time, frankly.
We're having too much fun.
Yeah. So, all right. So this past Saturday, Shake Your Shamrocks.
Yeah, it was fun.
So in the Hitting the Sweets with the Sweets.
Hitting the Sweets with the Sweets.
Hitting the Sweets with the Streets. I got a rash. Street rash. Road rash. Anyways, at the end of that, we referenced going into this party, and my idea was to pull out my phone and possibly do some on-site interviews. I don't know why I always talk about that.
I don't know why you do either.
It sounds like a really good idea in the head. Moment. What's that?
In your head.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. And I got these big ideas. But then when we get there, those ideas go out the window so fast once a boob comes out.
Yeah.
I squirrel. So we didn't do any of the interviews. So
do any of that.
I wanted to interview R&V, the host. I wanted to interview the birthday couple that we were celebrating there that day. I still don't know if their name can be mentioned. So they're going to be the unnamed couple. But we celebrated their birthday, and yeah, it was a great time. We got there at like 2. We had probably, 4 hours of good pool weather, and then it transitioned into just a inside-outside party.
Yeah, it was still warm.
I brought my speakers. I was kind of the DJ. I wasn't behind the decks, I provided the music. So that's always fun, because I get to play the music I want to hear. I was talking to one girl, and I was playing a lot of, hip-hop, as you do. And I was going around asking people if they wanted, certain songs and stuff. And she's like, yeah, I the song I want, won't fit the vibe of the party. I go, what do you want? She goes, Real Big Fish. I'm like, got you. Next, I play Real Big Fish. I'm like, the vibe of the party can modulate. It doesn't have to be hip-hop the entire time.
Yeah.
Everybody here, they love it. They grew up in the same 90s and 2000s, and they were jiving. There's a bunch of people having a good time. So.
Right.
I did a couple, and then eventually I did have to go back to hip-hop. But after the night, let's see, what was your experience at the party?
I had fun. I mean, we were in the pool. Nothing really happened there with me and anybody else. I had a lot of conversations. I had a lot of conversations with people that I've seen around recently a lot, and I just haven't had a chance to talk to them.
Yeah, I definitely talked to quite a few people.
Yeah, that they've been to your shows or they've been to some of the meet and greets, and it's sometimes when you're being pulled in 10 different directions, it's hard to have an actual conversation with somebody. I didn't really have a deep conversation with anybody, but being in a pool, you're a little more static.
Yeah.
Which seems weird because the pool's flowy, but when you're standing in a pool, you're kind of not being pulled in a lot of
different directions. It's a lot harder to walk away when you're in a pool because it's you gotta swim and you create a wake. And then you got to get out of the pool and everybody's looking at you. And it's much harder just to kind of casually walk away from a pool conversation.
So I talked to another couple who's going to Naughty, and she's doing a girls thing, kind of a little before the party.
We're going to call them, they're the juicy couple.
It's a meet and greet. Sort of it's her friends, and then she was oh, you're going, and so she said I could come, and then she invited me, and then I asked her if I could invite another friend who's going to Naughty, and she's yeah, as long as they're coming to Naughty, the more the merrier. So it's kind of so you can kind of meet some people in the area before you go to Naughty, and then we have people we kind of know as we're there.
Yeah, especially Naughty, we're outside of the people that are going, we're gonna know nobody.
Yeah,
which to me is fun.
Yeah,
because we do have a large group of friends here, and I always talk about, while I love our friends, I also love, what's the term?
NRE,
new relationship energy.
Yeah.
I enjoy meeting people, and which is weird because as an introvert, that's so weird to say, but in the lifestyle, it's a different side of me comes out.
Yeah.
Initially, it takes a second.
Right.
I'll be in the corner for a little bit while I'm trying to get my body primed, but... But yeah, I'm excited for Naughty.
Yeah. So anyway, so I met, well, I had already, it's not that I met her.
We met them a while ago.
I met them a while ago at Athena's, but I talked to her more about that and just Naughty in general and what to expect because they went last year. So this is year two for them. And then I talked to some other couples that, like I said, I've seen at your shows, but it's, you know, loud. And
I never get to talk to anybody at my meet and greet because I'm on stage the entire time. And by the time I'm done, people are kind of already paired off and they're not in the, like, looking to have new conversation mode. Like, they've already found, like, you know, one or two couples and they're always kind of paired off for the night. And it's, you know, by that point. And I'm super tired and
sober. I love how both of us said that in unison.
Oh, yeah. While we were at the pool party, you made a bet.
I made a bet with a guy there. He's a gambler. We'll call him the gambler.
He's the gambler.
I think I talked about him in another
podcast. He's a single male.
He's a single male. I think I talked about him in another podcast because I was with the Super Bowl party, but I'm not sure if I did or not. I don't even know if we talked about the Super Bowl party. I don't know. I don't remember what we talked about. But anyway, he's a gambler. It's his job. So anyway, I made a bet with him. So in October, we'll see if that bet comes to fruition. We were just drunk and just shooting the shit. And he's a gambler, so we're betting on whatever. Like, I think it was a joke. Like, oh, we're going to bet on something random. And so we did. So it's really random.
You don't make bets with a professional gambler, but whatever. Sounds good.
It's fine. It's an oral sex bet.
It is.
Hopefully I win either way.
Right. I mean, it's kind of a win-win in my head. As long as I'm not involved in.
No.
let's see. What else? Oh, speaking of EDR, we ran into our monogamous friends that we met a while back at EDR. They were there. And we were talking about how we met them at EDR, and they just recently...
Monogamish friends?
Yes. They just recently started listening to our podcast. They had told us prior that they did listen, but then he came out with a confession the other day, and he said, all right, I have a confession. I haven't actually listened to your podcast yet. I'm like, that's fine. But he's like, we are now, so we're like, we're catching up. So he actually messaged me the other day.
Okay.
And he was like, so who is the Dr. Feelgood couple? And he's like, it was his birthday weekend. And he's like, I'm pretty sure that my wife pulled him away for a birthday massage. Mm. And I couldn't confirm or deny it. I'm like, maybe. And he's pretty sure that he's the one that fucked up our Grubhub order. You remember?
Yeah.
How we ordered Jersey Mike's and we ended up settling for Chipotle. He out of the blue said he's pretty sure he's the one that got our food and that started the whole mix up.
They got our food where?
I don't know.
Because our food ended up coming.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
So they ordered a bunch of Chipotle? It was like kids' meals.
That's what I said. I told him, I said, I don't think so because it was kids' meals. But he's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure we were the one that fucked it up. Oh, so okay. If that's...
Well, thanks a lot.
Yeah, just fuck you, bruh. You owe us Jersey Mike's.
We eventually got it.
But, yeah, because you reported it that was wrong.
It was so, this whole thing.
Yeah, it was...
But yeah.
Go back to episode...
Yeah, I don't even know.
A year ago, whatever.
It's funny that someone says they listen and then they actually didn't listen. If I meet somebody, I don't care if you listen.
No, I don't know. I don't know where it came up. I think because he knew he was going to see us at the party and he just had to get that demon off his chest.
How did he even know we
maybe,
had
maybe he
a
thought
podcast.
I was going to like quiz him.
Yeah, I don't even know.
I'm like, all right, you.
What we talk about.
Episode, I'm definitely season three, not quiz- episode
What's
47.
Funny is some people will like reference something we've said and we've forgotten we said it. We don't remember because we're just talking. We just shooting the shit. So we don't remember everything. And yeah. I definitely don't go back and listen to it. So some people will like reference it. And I'm like, I don't know what they're talking about. But obviously it's something we said in the podcast that I have to go back and listen. Or you're like, oh, yeah, it was this. Or we'll finally remember. But
so check this out, guys. Here's what happens. We do a podcast, right? If one of us screws up and says something I take a timestamp of when we did that, and I'll edit that out. I do not listen to the entire podcast when I edit it.
Yeah.
Because I have no interest in it. Like, whatever I said, I said.
Whatever I did, I did.
Whatever I did, it's done. It's already out in the ether. What I'll do is I'll mix it all down. I'll add the intros, add all the buffers, and then I'll spot check it. I'll like, and I'll like, fast forward every 5 minutes just to make sure the audio is consistent and there's no buzzing that clicks in. But I have yet to listen to an entire episode of our podcast.
Yeah.
So I don't remember what I said 2 seconds ago, let alone 10 episodes ago.
Yeah.
But it's great in the sense of, like, when you're sitting here behind the mics, you feel like you're talking into a void. You know what I mean?
Right.
Besides you. I'm talking to you in a void.
I don't exist.
So it does feel good that someone grabs a hold of something we say.
Yeah.
And it meant something to them.
No, for sure.
And it, like,
I just don't always remember what that
exactly.
is.
It's a funny, I'm like, did I say that? I'm an idiot. But it is kind of cool, kind of to be reminded that, you know, something we said, people thought was funny, they appreciated it, and it meant something to them at the time. And
yeah.
So it's one of those things, like, it helps keep me going, I guess you could say. Like, because like I said, I was sitting here talking, and, you know, it gets old sometimes, but then...
You're such a dick.
Not to you, just the commitment of the podcast, and... Like feeling, I'm always feeling like we're running behind, and because we typically are.
Yeah.
And I hate that feeling.
Well, that's why you should just change it to once a month.
I don't think so.
Or TBD.
I don't know. No promises, guys. We're twice a month. We just got to button down, and you just got to be better at this.
Okay.
I'm not blaming you, but I'm blaming you.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, So yes, we met them and we saw them again at this Shaker Shamrocks party, and we were chatting for a little bit. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's funny that came up, the food order, like, mm-hmm. like
that I do remember.
Yeah, I remember that. Yes,
yeah. like
because we purposely didn't order Chipotle because that fucks both of us up.
Yeah,
and we're like, we're trying to get down.
Yeah,
I'm like, yes, let's eat a bunch of, you know,
beans,
fake ass Mexican food. Yeah, beans. Yeah, jeez. You've heard the song, beans. Magical fruit, the more you eat, the more you toot. It's true. So yeah, it didn't work.
Limiting our fiber intake on mm-hmm. days.
So
we're in a pool.
So I'm gonna need confirmation from Dr. Feelgood if he was the one that actually did get pulled away for a birthday massage. That's one thing. And then so EDR Memorial Day, I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully, we'll have to see. We'll let everybody know. If we decide to do it, wherever we do it, we're going to put it out. We're going to make it a big event, you know, try to get as many people from our community and all that stuff. And when I say community, if you go to Cass, if you're on Cassidy and look up the Sweet Side of Life when you're in communities, we have a whole thing there. We put all of our events there. I'm getting ready to start a Sweet Side of Life Telegram group. I don't know if there's a need or a want for it, but I think it would be kind of a cool idea to just, you know, put it out there. And then I know a lot of people use Telegram in their mm-hmm. lifestyle. I haven't used Telegram until this past New Year's Eve, really.
Yeah.
For the plush events. So when we put together our plush thing, we got quite a bit of people on that. So I was kind of made me think maybe we should start it. And then, I don't know, just a way to get, you know, get events out there for local people, and just also, you know, events in general. And if you want to share pictures of your boobies, and it's all good. So before we go any further, one thing we did forget to talk about and hitting the streets with the sweets is after everything was over, the Uber driver.
No, one thing we forgot to talk about was your phone looking like it died.
Yeah. So we'll start there.
So we were at the party, and this is... After a lot of stuff has happened, you'll have to listen further in this podcast to hear all that stuff that had happened.
Yes.
But a lot of stuff went down at the party. So it was a great party. We had a great time. We're leaving. We're like the last ones to leave. It's like 3 or 4 a.m.
The party was supposed to end at 1:30. And we were, it was like 3:34 at least.
So your phone has been acting weird, like, lately.
I dropped it the other day. And my charging port... where you plug it in doesn't work. So I have to use one of those
mount charges
where it sticks to the back of your phone. And
so your phone's just been acting super weird. So this was just in our, this is, so this is like in our brains already that your phone's acting has been acting kind of weird recently. Yes. But it had been fine for the past few weeks. Well, going to this party, prior to going to the party, we went to the hotel room and I left my phone there. I was like, there's no need for my phone. We're just going straight to the party. I told you I'm not bringing my phone. I would just sit in a backpack. So my phone's at the hotel. So we're at the party. We're leaving the party. We're the last ones there.
That's never a good idea. I know. Moving forward.
I know. We're the last ones there. We don't really know the hosts. We don't know the hosts. We just had just met them that mm-hmm. night. And they're trying to clearly go to bed. He's cleaning up. We're trying to get out of there. You call the Uber. And all of a sudden, your phone goes black.
Yeah.
And you're like, holy shit, I think my phone just died. And I'm like, what the fuck? And you're like, I got the Uber called, so hopefully they come.
It was like 10 minutes out or something.
Yeah, and the host was so sweet. He was like, you guys can stay. Like, do you need to charge? Like, blah, blah, blah. And like, we're like, no. And you're like, my phone was at 70%. I don't know why it died. Like, we're both just like, what the hell? But I'm like, whatever. We'll go. We're not going to stay in these people's house that we don't really know.
I think they like, offered for us to stay there if we wanted to.
I was like, we're not going to stay in their house. Like, these people we don't know. Like, they're being super nice, but I know how it is, too, when you want people to go, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, let's just go home, but you can't stay.
Yeah,
I was like, let's just go outside and we'll stand in outside and hope that the Lyft or whatever Uber was called and the person is coming. So we go out and we're standing in their front yard, basically waiting for the Uber, hoping they come. And then all of a sudden your phone starts rebooting itself.
Mm-hmm.
And we realize that it just did a freaking update randomly.
Yeah.
At 4 in the morning. Like.
And then as soon as that started happening, I remembered that morning when I woke up, I got a notification.
And you that said it?
Your software will be updated tonight.
Oh, see, I don't have that auto stuff on.
Yeah, I have it auto. So
hell no.
This is just one of those weird coincidences where it was like 3:30 in the morning.
Partially freaking out. I'm like, we're going to be stuck in Moreno Valley. Like how, if this lady doesn't come or this, you know, Uber, I didn't know it was a lady at the time, but if this Uber driver doesn't come. Anyway, sure enough, she pulls up and kind of, she like pulled in weird and then it was all weird. And we're like, well, this has to be our Uber. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, you got to think residential from her side, street. A woman traveling alone in Moreno Valley, which isn't the best area.
Yeah. I mean, the neighborhood was nice.
The neighborhood was nice, but you're still in Moval.
Yeah.
But she's 3:30 a.m. picking up someone she doesn't know.
Yeah.
She kind of has to be a little weary.
Yeah.
So I get that.
Yeah. Leery.
Weary.
I think it's leery.
She was very weary. She was tired. She was literally weirdly.
Anywho.
See, I'm going to edit that.
So we get into her car and she's like, oh my gosh, I've had such a night. She's like, and I was kind of like us too, but we're in the back and we're like, oh, you know, whatever, talking to her. She's like, yeah, I've had like the most interesting people. We're like, oh, who have you had like interesting? She's like, well, I had this group of sorority girls who was here earlier and they were talking about this girl and that girl. She's like, I think they were mean girls. And she was going to this whole thing about them. And then she's like, and then I had this, this lesbian couple that had a pineapple, upside down pineapple couple, if you know what I mean, hit on them. And so they were telling me that story of how they were getting hit on by these this upside down pineapple couple. And I'm like, oh, interesting. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, what if we said we were upside down pineapple people and you just picked us up from an orgy? And she was like, wait, what?
Your night just got better.
So she's like, oh my gosh, are you? And you're like, yep. I was like, I'm sitting back there. I'm like, well, this is your Uber rating if this goes sideways. And so she was like asking a bunch of questions.
I'm thinking you can't smell my beard from there.
She's asking us a bunch of questions and then she's like, oh yeah, she was saying she listens to podcasts and she was saying she listens to like some of the Hot Wife podcasts. Yep, so you knew some of those cause you've heard them before. So she was saying she listens to some of those. She's like, it's crazy what these like husbands let their wives do and all this stuff. And she's just kind of talking about it. And you're like, oh, we do a podcast about the lifestyle. And she's like, oh really? And so then we get to our hotel and you like, lean over, you get out of the car and you like lean over her driver's side window and you're like, pull your phone out.
Give you my podcast.
Download my podcast. And she's like, well, I listed on Spotify. You're like, we're on Spotify. Download and look at right there.
Yep.
I wonder if she listened to it like that night before she picked up another ride.
I don't know.
Because it was already downloaded. I mean, you made her download it.
If you're there, if you listened, hi. And then she was saying that she was kind of maybe considering at some point getting into
it. Yeah, she said, I'm kind of over my boyfriend now. He's kind of getting on my nerves. Maybe I'll go into it. And she lives in our area.
That's
like,
right.
Yeah, she was, for whatever reason, she was in Moreno Valley, but she actually lives more where we live. And so we're like, oh, that'd be interesting if we like ran into her again.
Mm-hmm. I should go back and favorite her as a driver.
Oh, then she'll pick.
She'll more likely get the ping.
Yeah.
But, and then.
She'll be like, okay, creeps.
All right, weirdo. But yeah, I think she'd do fine. She says she was like mid-40s.
Yeah, she's like, I'm mid-40s, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, aged you're going like, to be fine.
You're, that's I'm like, exactly yeah, like, the that's average
the average age of a lot of like, it's right in there. I mean, it's from A to Z, right?
Yeah, it's not what the AI would like you to think.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, 21-year-old models. I was
like, it's all shapes, sizes, ages, nationalities, like backgrounds.
Lyft drivers, Uber drivers.
Like, somebody said if you walk into like a mall, it's like anybody you see at the mall or, you know, a shopping center, grocery store, or whatever. It's all those people. But yeah. Anyway, so that was the end of our night.
Yes. So that was after the hit in the streets party.
Yes, so that was after the party, after the one, the hit.
We ran out of, at the end of this, the hit in the streets part of the podcast.
We were rushing.
We were already in the driveway for like 8 minutes. And like ready to go inside. So we kind of rushed it at the end. But yeah, we totally forgot about that. So let's go back to that party now. So we did the party all day.
The and pool it was party, the Shaking Your Shamrocks.
Yeah, the Shake Your Shamrocks. I'm sorry, listeners. We are jumping all over the place. But like you said, it doesn't really, you don't really need the dates.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter.
You don't need
that much.
The chronological order of our sex life.
or a stopwatch. But I'm just thinking, never mind. My brain just went whoop. So what was I saying? Oh, so we were there. It was around like 12-ish, 12:15-ish.
Yeah.
And a lot of people kind of started pairing off. A bunch of people went upstairs. And we were downstairs hanging out with Sweet and Sour Couple.
Yeah, around the fire and some other people.
Mm-hmm. And it just kind of got to the point where the vibe was just calming down.
Mm-hmm.
And people were starting to pair off. So we had decided, all right, well, you know, let's head back to the house. Because Sweet and Sour were staying with us that night at our house. They spent the night.
Yeah.
So come to find out, like, right after we left, the female of R&V, which is V, came downstairs looking for us.
She is notorious for going and taking a nap mid-party if parties are at her house, right? Mm-hmm. But I get it. It's stressful setting up your house, like cleaning it, making
working
sure
all day
good.
Long.
Working
yeah.
all day long. Then you're partying
it's
and you're
drinking.
It's not
like us. We just walk in and party.
So whenever parties are at her house, a lot of times she'll just go take a nap and then come back out and she's like ready to go again. That's what happened at like Christmas, if anyone listened to that one.
That's why
where
we
ended
party
up having like a little mini orgy in their front room till 6 a.m. because she went and took a nap and then woke up and then we partied again. So she was like, she said she had set her alarm for 1:30 for to come back and like then party with us and like basically all of us to play together.
Mm-hmm.
But we had left at 12:30 because I didn't know where she was.
They're upstairs
at
that point.
I assume she was in her room with people because the door was shut in their room. And then
we didn't make the cut for the first group.
R was in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I don't know what's going on. But, and then he was really drunk. So I was like, okay. I mean, so basically we're like, the party is kind of dying down. It's not really like.
And we were there since 2:30.
Yeah.
So by 12:30, we were there a solid 10 hours.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So anyway,
we were partying.
We knew Sweet and Sour were going to come back to our house anyway.
And they had to get up semi-early the next day. So we didn't want to be there till 4 a.m. and all that
Plus,
stuff.
I think we kind of figured we would play once we got here.
Yeah, yeah. I never assumed, but I assumed.
Yeah, I never assumed, and I always say, no pressure. You're always welcome to stay at our house. No pressure. But I just assumed that we would. And we did.
No, we didn't. No. So we got back to the house and we made some weak-ass painkillers.
You made some weak-ass painkillers.
I ran out of OJ.
Actually, we ordered Del Taco on our way home.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We ordered Del Taco. That was pretty good. I hit the spot. Half drank some weak-ass painkillers. And then I think it was you that suggested, do you want to go in the jacuzzi? I go, no.
Yeah, it was too late for that.
Yeah, I'm like, no. We just need to go upstairs. Jacuzzis are fun, but by that point, it would have been like 1:30.
Yeah.
And it's like no reason to introduce another level to this whole thing.
Yeah.
And we were all like feeling good. We weren't sober. We weren't drunk. If we got into the jacuzzi, we probably would have had a couple more drinks and the hot water. Like it could have just gone south.
Yeah.
So, and I'm like, I'm trying to get my dick sore. So
no pressure.
You're like, jacuzzi? I'm like, no. So we just went upstairs at that point.
Yeah. So we went upstairs.
Oops. Hit the mic stand.
Yeah. And I don't even know how things got started, to be honest.
Well, I'm pretty sure downstairs, I think I got naked. Mm. That's kind of my thing. I enjoy getting naked. So when the opportunity presents itself, I'm typically, a lot of times I'm the first one to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of takes the edge off.
Like, I mean, in your own house too.
Yes, in my own house, like parties sometimes, but in my own house, I'm like, you're in my house, like feast your eyes on this. So yeah, we were just I don't remember exactly how it started, but yeah, we just went upstairs and before you knew it, you know, we were lathered up in coconut oil and
lots of coconut oil,
and we went through a whole vat.
My hair was like, it looked like I had, it was wet. It was so oily mm-hmm. with coconut oil. But we, I'm literally trying to
think. I have a couple, what are they called? Snapshots in my mind.
Yeah.
Of some of my favorite times of it.
Yeah. Why don't you start?
I'll probably just do that. Like, I don't,
then
like
I can
said,
piggyback.
I don't remember exactly. I do remember early in the night I went down on her. And then one of my snapshots was Mrs. Sweet and Sour is normally a little reserved,
mm-hmm.
but one of the first things we did was him and I just laid on our backs and you were between my legs and she was between his, and you guys were like, the idea was you would jerk us off. She just straight reached over and grabbed both of us and started skiing. And I was like, all right, like the party's on. And she has, did you see that move she was doing with her hand?
Mm-mm.
She was like, it was like this, but.
No one can see you.
Yeah.
It was like up and down.
It was like a twist in motion. I was like, ooh. She's like, you like that? I'm like, yeah, it's different. It was like, I don't know how to explain it. It was very ambidextrous. But she, I was really proud of her. Like she just like jumped right in and was having a good time. I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And then at one point
we switched.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, might as well just come over here, and you guys switched and
yeah. So doing we that. Switched, and so I was between his legs and you were mm-hmm. between her legs. Or she was between your legs.
And then one of my other favorite parts is at one point I think it was right after that, like you were between my legs, and then he got up to go to the bathroom or maybe to go get something out of a bag. I don't remember exactly.
Oh, he went to get her vibrator.
Vibrator. Okay. That's mm-hmm. He left the room and he was like, well, one of my biggest fantasies is,
yeah.
is that, you know, when I leave and I come back, like you guys are like ravaging my wife. And I was like, okay. And he like walked out of the room. I'm like, so loose. And I like jumped up and I got between her legs and I was just fingering her. And I think you were playing with their boobs or something like that. Mm-hmm. You were part of it. And I was just like blasting her and like, he walks in, he's like, oh, this is it. I'm like, I got you. So
she
that was
making
fun.
Some good noises.
Yeah, oh yeah. She was having a great time, as was I. And I'm not sure if she came. I think she was really close, but I don't think she fully released like she did later.
Yeah.
In the night.
So then later, well, so then they were, I don't know at what point, but they were fucking each other. And
I was kind of barking orders.
Put your dick in her face and we're like,
oh yeah, so
she was on her back, he was fucking her,
yeah right? So yeah, she was on her back and he was fucking her missionary, and then I told you to play with him from behind, so you took your left hand and you put it between his legs,
yeah,
and you were playing
so
with
playing with his balls, and when he whenever he would outstroke from her, I was rubbing his dick until he in-stroked back into her. And then I was grabbing her ass too. And then you told her to suck your dick.
Yeah, I was sitting there. I was on my knees and I was playing with their boobs and stuff. And then her face was like really close, but I didn't want to like, but she like looked over at it like 2 or 3 times. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, you want to suck my dick? I'm like, yeah. So yeah, that was one of my favorite snapshots. Yeah. I'm getting hard just thinking about it. I'm not even joking. With you playing, we later found out that he was a secret comer.
Yeah.
Like he came during that time.
Yeah.
And but I'm he glad didn't let I didn't any go down know. On him right after. That would have been awkward.
What?
I said, I'm glad I didn't go down on her like directly after.
Oh
that.
Yeah. I don't think you did after I'm all, that what at the all.
So yeah, we did that. That was really hot. And then I think shortly after that is when we went into the shower.
Yeah.
And we were playing in the shower a little bit. And
we sat on the
oral bench.
Oral bench and gave you guys oral. Oh, and then so Mr. Sweet and Sour was like, well, now I'm ready to fuck again. And so, so she was kind of stroking him in the shower. And then I told her, wait there. And I got on my knees in the shower. And then she was like thinking I was going to blow him, but I was like, no, you keep stroking him. And I just got kind of under him between his legs because he's tall and like was like licking and sucking on his balls and like licking his like the sides of his like legs.
I'm sure he hated that.
Yeah. Well, she was stroking his dick. But then I was like, this was a great idea and I'm having a lot of fun, but I really need a knee pad.
Yeah.
Because it's tile. Yeah. And it doesn't love my knees.
I feel like.
So that only lasted briefly because I was like, all right, now my knees hurt.
You know, everything looks better in porn.
Yeah.
But when you bring reality into it, whether it's a carpet, rug burn.
Yeah.
We need pads in the shower. You just don't get paid enough.
All I could think about for a second just now is like at the gym, we have these like little knee pads that we use. Like if I'm doing like, I don't know if you're some of the exercise we do on your knees because then it helps with your core too.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I really need one of those little knee pads from Orange Theory to put on the floor.
I use some knee pads for work.
No, it's not. It doesn't attach to your knees though. It's just like a, it's like a mini little
babe,
yoga.
I'm gonna go on Amazon right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's like a mini little yoga.
Let's see, oral knee pads.
It's literally
knee pillow for oral. Holy shit.
It does exist. Is it waterproof?
Actually, no.
Yeah, we need a waterproof one for the shower.
No, the freaking term auto-filled.
Oh, but yeah, because you're a perv in our Amazon cart.
I didn't ever do that. Liar. But there was nothing that actually came up. Anyways, we digress like a motherfucker. I'm going on Amazon ordering shit. So in the shower, though, is when I did actually come.
Oh, yeah. So then I was blowing you.
You blew me for a while, and then you were jerking me off.
Yeah. And then you came in the shower. Before that, we did parallel play, like both were, did doggy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and you were, actually, we and started then, off you riding me because that's one of their favorite positions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And we were putting on a little bit of a show there.
I was practicing my riding skills. Mm-hmm. Cause yeah, she, anytime we've played with them, she rides him. So
yeah.
It's like, it seems to be one of their favorite position. So yeah, I was like, oh, we'll start in this. So I think that's where we started.
That's where we started.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, okay, let's start in your favorite position. So I was riding you and she was riding him. And then, and then later
we got you to come in the bed.
I didn't come
with the vibrator.
I didn't come in the bed.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
You faked it?
I didn't fake anything. I was having a good time, but I didn't come.
I could have swore you did all the things.
No.
I think I'm going to have to look at the cameras.
There's no cameras.
You did, babe. You did.
Not you mean when everybody was on?
Yes.
Me? No.
No?
Because I even said that was too much pressure.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of later.
Yeah, I did later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah.
But not at that point. So at one point, I was on my back and all of you guys were rubbing me with oil and I had my vibrator. And Mr. Sweet and Sour was kind of playing, like, fingering me a little bit. But I was which is super hot, but I was like, everybody, like, everybody on me, like, me being the sole focus, it's too much pressure for me.
Wah.
And I said that, and I was like, I can't. And everybody's like, no, relax, it's fine. I'm like, you guys can say that all you want. It's just, like, I can't get out of my own head. That's something I'm working on.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, but it was a lot of fun. As long
as you understand it and you are working on it.
It was a lot of fun. And then, because first she was the focus of attention, and I think she came.
She came hard when everybody was, yeah.
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 She had her vibrator, too. Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, she had everything. She had hands, fingers, vibrators.
I think she was being fucked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, it was a lot of like switching. They're soft play only, so yeah, there was no penetration between couples, but plenty of penetration.
I fucked her mouth.
You fucked her mouth. Plenty of penetration with each other.
There was a lot of penetration to be had that evening.
Yeah, sometimes I've said this before. Sometimes like soft play can be, no, I don't want to say more fun. Like there's, I mean, definitely at some point I was like, yes, I want to fuck, but yeah. You have to get a little more creative.
Yeah. So, I think for me, soft play takes the pressure off the guy.
Yeah.
Because typically, if you're going to have an issue, it's hardly ever with your own partner.
Right.
But it's when you know, go to a fuck another person is when an issue might arise.
Yeah.
So if you take that off the board right away and you know you're not going to, like, I've never had an issue doing like a version of soft play outside of the one time at Secrets. Anyways, it's neither here nor there, but it takes that level of pressure off for the guy. And mm-hmm. you know, like you're with your partner and there's touches and stuff like that. So it's a little easier to navigate if you're one to, you know, have issues there. So,
yeah, but it, I think it also, like I said, lends itself to being a little more creative, like touching, mm-hmm. places. And
you know, sometimes I'll hear on full, like other podcasts, like normally full swap couples, they say some of their hottest experiences are the soft plays.
Yeah,
because of exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, you do have to kind of think outside the box. Like if, because I could see what could have happened very easily if they were full swap, if it would have been a little bit of foreplay and then we would have fucked, and then we probably would have finished and then maybe showered and then maybe a little more foreplay in the shower, but then probably that would have been it. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing. I don't know.
But when it's soft, it's just hands roaming everywhere. Yeah. And you take more time. You're not rushing to the next step because you're in the next step.
Yeah. The next step is where you're at.
Yeah. And the next step is the now.
Yeah.
And you're more aware of that. You're more enjoying the now. You're not, all right, what's next? What's next? This is it.
And I guess we have some friends that can fuck and do all this stuff for like 4 hours. And for me, I'm like, I don't know if that's, I don't know. I guess if I'm having a really good time, I could, but I just don't see that in my brain.
I think like you and I together, we'll have fun sessions, but we're not like over an hour and a half. It's kind of our usual if we're, you know, coming home from a night out, we're really horny, we'll have all the fun. About an hour and a half is typically we're both spent.
Yeah.
I feel like when we're with other people, you know, 2 hours, 2.5 hours, cause everybody's touching everybody and
there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. And it's, you know, all of a sudden the fucking sun's coming up. You're like, oh shit.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think, after they went to bed, then you and I finished. Mm-hmm. Right. And then,
well, you had already finished in the shower.
Yeah. True. So that was a very fun night.
It was super fun.
Looking forward to the next one. The day after that, we did another Sunday fun day.
We did. You dragged me out of bed. I was dead.
Yeah. I don't know. I take my weekend seriously. Like I could sit home being hungover, watching TV. Or,
which sounded great to me.
Sounds fucking horrible. Or I could go get some hair of the dog, feel like shit for an hour, bounce back, and have a great time with a bunch of friends.
Yeah. No, it's always fun. And I told you that.
Yeah.
I just like
getting, you don't fight me on it.
No, getting like, me out. I'm like
getting out of bed can be a little rough. Oh yeah, that's what happened. That's what happened. Okay, so the morning of Sunday morning, I woke up and I had to go get our truck
and your equipment
and my equipment from the music from the night before. So I went over there and Mrs. V from the R&V couple, she's there picking up her house and she's wearing these little underwears. So like I walk in and immediately like horny, boom. I'm like, she's got a really nice butt. I have a thing for her butt. And she always wears these skimpy little pants. And I walked in and she's wearing these little underwears. And like, obviously coming off of a night that we just did, I was still very much sexually charged. Mm-hmm. So I walked in, I'm like, ah, shit. So then I packed up and I came home and I gave you like another half hour to sleep because I knew you needed it. And then I came into the bed and I rolled up next to you and you like immediately turned over and started stroking me. You're like, clearly you were as horny as I was.
I was horny too.
So we proceeded to do our thing and
fornicate.
And I had a huge orgasm. Yeah. Like, I don't know where it came from, but it was a fucking monster. But I was really concerned that normally if I have an orgasm, it kind of shuts me down for a couple hours. And if the sexual energy gets killed, then maybe the Sunday fun day wouldn't have happened. But I was still just as horny after we finished. I'm like, all right. And the sexual energy was still there. So I'm like, all right, let's go. So Sunday fun day, we went out, did our thing, did some karaoke, had some new friends come out and meet us. It was another killer weekend.
It was fun.
And guess what, guys? We're doing it all over again this weekend. So this weekend, which is what, the 24th? No, 21st. No, the
21st.
March 21st, we are going back to the Lust Party, the private house party in Menifee.
And you're going to wear your kilts again.
Yeah, it is a, of course, it's another
St. Patrick's Day.
I'm like, what's it called? Patty's Day. And I will be wearing my kilt.
You wore your kilt to the
Shaker Shamrocks, the second part of Shaker Shamrocks.
After you got out of the pool.
Yeah.
And you're sitting in, I'm in the pool still, and you're sitting in a chair, like
a man spread,
and I can just see your balls in the bottom of your dick hanging off the bottom of the kilt.
What's funny is, I didn't tell anybody this, except for you, is earlier in the week, I had lifted some furniture that was pretty heavy, and I kind of pulled my balls, and my right nut was kind of sore going into the day. And I was really nervous wearing a kilt. You know, typically if I wear a kilt, people go up there and they grab it because mm-hmm. they're like, you know, they want to check if I'm going regimental, you know, they want to make sure. And normally I'm all for it. I don't have like sensitive balls, but this day I was a little sore. I didn't have to tell anybody. Like, there's a couple of grabs, but they were very nice.
Yeah.
But I was hoping I wasn't going to get like pinched and like, ugh. My balls are good now. Good. So I'm going into the Shamrock or the Patty's Day party with healthy balls. So that's all good. And then after that, the day after that, so Sunday the 22nd, we were doing another Sunday fun day. And we were actually saying goodbye to one of our friends, one of our old friends. We've known her for a few years. She's moving to Texas with a new job opportunity. So we're doing a last minute going away party for her on Sunday at the karaoke bar. So
the pub.
Yeah. Got another long weekend.
Mm-hmm. Then we are going to do an Angels entertainment party in Michigan.
So Wednesday we're going to Michigan and we're Angel Entertainment. We are going to be doing their strip club takeover on the 28th.
That one is really interesting. I was actually talking to somebody when we went out actually on St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to one of our friends about it, and I was like, I'm really interested to see how this all works out. Because the strippers are still there, you said, down below.
I guess.
And then, or maybe you didn't say it, our friend said it, maybe. But, and then they kind of take over the top part of it.
Yeah, so from what I understand.
It's like the loophole to be nude in public is just do it at a strip club, I guess.
But the, yeah, I'm not sure. I don't want
to. So I'm really interested to see how this is going to work out.
Okay, I don't want to say too much because I don't know what level of legality they're riding on. So I'm not going to say anything that I've heard. I just don't know. I don't want to get anybody in trouble, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, it sounds like they take over the top floor. You as customers are allowed to be topless in the entire event. And they serve alcohol, I'm assuming.
That yeah, would be no, our friends wouldn't take us somewhere that doesn't serve right? alcohol.
So yeah, looking forward to that. That should be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then
something new and different.
And then the Friday that we're out there, they're taking us to some of their favorite bars. So hopefully they don't let us down there. So yeah, we got a very eventful March, and then we haven't really started planning April except for April 3rd. Friday, April 3rd is my next meet and greet live band show at The Vibe in Temecula, California. So if you guys are local, make sure you check it out. We're going to be celebrating my bass player's 50th birthday. It's going to be a good time. You do have to keep your top on at this particular party.
Sad.
Boring. So yeah, so, oh my God, we're at an hour already.
This is going to be an hour and a half podcast.
Yes. So right now, we're going to send it over to Mr. and Mrs. Sweets that are currently sitting in their car from the past.
In the past,
sitting in their car. They're just driving right now.
Back to the future.
They're getting ready to have a conversation about the party they just attended in Moreno Valley.
Take it away,
Mr. and Mrs. Sweets.
It is not pee, guys.
What?
It is not pee.
Oh my God. We're starting there.
We are the one and only Sweet Side of Life, all the way from Southern California. And welcome to Hitting the Streets with the
Sweets.
Yeah. So we are currently on our way to a Shake Your Shamrocks super sexy pool party. And we didn't have time to do a cast last night, so we're taking the time we have now, a little windshield time, to record it. So here we are.
Here we are.
So yes, if you've seen us on Cassidy, we are co-sponsors, whatever you want to call it, to R&V's Shake Your Shamrocks party. And we're
Slash birthday party
for another couple there. I don't know if they want to be named on the podcast, so we will keep it shh for now. You know, I'm thinking maybe we can interview them later.
Maybe.
My idea is maybe we could pull our phones out and just maybe interview a few people before it gets too crazy, because this party is starting at 2 p.m. and it's like a pool party for like the first 3-4 hours, and it's going into a nighttime Paddy's Day party, and the capacity is pretty high for this particular event, so it might get a little crazy. So no promises, and I always
make promises. Capacity is the same. It's a house.
Yes.
The guest list is high.
Yes, exactly. Do not call the fire marshals on us.
No.
So anyways, we only have a couple of minutes, but we wanted to recap what we did last weekend. Take it away.
I'm recapping last weekend.
I told you, I'm concentrating on driving and keeping us alive. I will chime in, but people want to hear your voice. Sorry.
Last weekend, we did a lot of things, but we did the Moreno Valley, what's the name of their?
Freestyle parties,
meet and greet in Moreno Valley.
This is, I think, their third or fourth event.
Mm-hmm. We
meet and greet.
It was the first one we've been to.
Yes.
So it was a lot of fun. They basically take over the back end of a bar.
Kind of like the banquet room or something like
that. Yeah, it's closed off, so tits can be out.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in there.
I think dicks can be out, but I didn't try. I'm not really sure. nobody's asking for that. I was going around trying to get all the women's tops off, and I succeeded in quite a few. But what, they would take them off, but then like a few minutes later, they would try to sneak them back under. I'm like, no.
Well, part of the thing is when you go to the bathroom, you're out there with the rest of the people. So you have to put it back. You have to put your top back on for that.
Unfortunately.
So that might have been where that was, and they just didn't retake it off.
Today's party is fully clothing optional.
Yes.
So once my tits come out, they stay out.
Once your tits out, they stay out.
Exactly.
I love it. And then there was an after party that was not directly associated, but kind of
piggybacked, I guess, off of the freestyle parties. What was the name of that group?
From what I understand, they contacted the freestyle party's host and said, hey, look, pretty, it sounds like they did it the right way. And they asked, like, do you mind if we kind of work in, you know, whatever? Mm-hmm. They said, yeah, sure, because they're only like 15 minutes down the road. And from what I understand, a lot of people at freestyle, it seems to be like the event starts at 8, but then it ends at midnight. But it seems like a lot of the people kind of start to peel off and go their own kind of separate ways at that point. So it only made sense to have a good solid after party.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was a fun meet and greet, but I think 8 to 12 is maybe a little long. I don't know. I think if you're new, it's probably fine because you kind of don't want to do anything
else. You're not looking for that next adventure.
Yeah, but if you're, which I get, because when we first started and we did meet and greets, it was like I was there all night and we were good.
Yeah.
But I did know people were like, oh, no, we're going to the hotel. We're going to go do this. We're going to go do that. And for us, we were kind of like, oh, no, we're good. You know, so I think it just depends on where you're at in your journey.
And kind of like when we used to go to our meet and greets, R&V, the party we're going to today, they would always invite us to their after parties. And we were always like, no way, that's too crazy. And now here we are co-hosting a party with this very same R&V.
Yeah. So I think it's a good balance, I guess, because like for me, being there till 12 was probably too much for the meet and greet.
Oh, that was a stupid move.
But you're talking about the car.
Yeah, the car.
Just pull some, you are being recorded.
I know. A car just pulls some bullshit move that bypass a red light. Like, that doesn't count, sir.
Yeah.
That's a ticketable offense.
Anyway, so 8 to 12, about 10 o'clock, which if you get there at 8, it's probably a good time to then go and do something else. You probably meeted and greeted who you wanted to meet and greet.
Yes, I've greeted my meet to enough people.
So who was the people, what was the name of their group?
It is Swingers Next Door.
Okay. So
I think they're a newer group. I'm not 100% sure. They're new to us.
Yeah.
I just recently heard about them because they're up north and we don't make it up into the Moreno Valley area that much.
Right. But
once I saw what was going on, I looked into it. And I think they're newish, but I could be wrong.
Yeah.
So if you're listening, sup?
So, we went to their after party. Well, first we went back to our hotel to get changed and get our stuff and then go. We ended up at the after party about midnight.
Yeah.
And we get there and we Ubered there from our hotel, which was about a 15-minute Uber. And we're like, knocking on the door.
We're beyond knocking. We can hear the fun being
We can hear what's happening inside.
And it's locked.
And the door is locked, though. And they had one of those automatic locks, and they didn't take the batteries out of it. So they had a pineapple, like, neon pineapple. I'm like, I know we're at the right house. I can hear it inside. I see the pink lights. I see the pineapple. I know we're at the right house. Because at first, you're like, wait, are we at the right house? I'm like, we're at the right house. Like,
I don't want to bang too hard on the front door.
So we were like banging like SWAT style.
Yeah, I was getting ready to hop the fence and enter through the back door.
Anyway, somebody randomly was leaving. And so we entered then. But note to the party people, like, keep an eye on your door, your Ring doorbell, have it alert your phone or something.
Yeah.
If you're having a party.
Yeah, because you were like, I think we should just go. I'm like, hell no.
Yeah.
Like, A, we left something to go do this. And then now our options are, you know, nil.
Yeah.
And we just spent Uber to get there. And we're going to have to spend Uber to go back. And it's too late to do anything else. I'm like, no, no, no.
Yeah.
We're getting in this motherfucker. One way or the other.
So,
Debo this front door.
So we did get in. Super nice house, like, in Moreno Valley. It was nice and big, open space. They had their kitchen area. It was like a combined kitchen living room area, and it was tiled, so they had that kind of as like a dance floor. And then they had a playroom downstairs, and then a bathroom, and then upstairs they had two playrooms, and there was kind of a loft area upstairs. And so we get there.
We're kind of feeling out the room.
There's a lot of people who were at the meet and greet and then some people who weren't.
We didn't really know a lot of people in this group.
Yeah.
Like,
again, because it's up north and we don't go to a lot of
stuff. Actually, most people that we knew were still at the meet and greet.
Yes.
So,
or had left and gone
somewhere. So when we got there, there's a handful of people we knew.
Yeah, but there's people we had seen at places, yeah. maybe talked to like once or twice, but it really not...
No real close
like,
friends.
Like close friends were there.
So we were kind of posted up by the stairwell, just kind of looking around, trying to find our groove, find our mojo, you know?
Yeah. So we did that for a little bit, and then you're like, well, let's go check out like what's going on in the playrooms. So we kind of walked around the house and looked, and there really wasn't anything.
Well, we went to the downstairs playroom. There was one girl getting railed by four guys.
The downstairs one?
Yeah.
No, that was the upstairs one.
I thought that was the downstairs.
No, it was upstairs, and it was the one to the, if you walk up the
stairs.
Oh,
okay. I'm confusing the rooms.
Yeah. Yeah, the door downstairs was shut, so we didn't go in it. But then later someone was like, oh no, I think it's just shut. Like, I think somebody just left it and shut it. Because when we got there, it was open. So then they opened it, and yeah, sure enough, nobody was in there. So then we kind of like went back around again, and then you were like, let's just go play in a playroom, like just you and I. So we went.
What's that one movie where if you build it,
they will come? I don't know.
I had that mentality. I'm like, you know what? Let's just start our own ball game. And if, you know, someone wants to join in, then someone joins in.
Yeah. So we ended up going into the downstairs playroom. No one was in there. And we started.
We did not shut the door.
We started playing with each other. Like, I was blowing you, and I think that's what was happening.
Yeah, there was a lot of that.
And there was this couple that walked in, was watching, and then in true you fashion, you were like, did you guys want to join? And they were like, well, yeah, but we didn't want to ask or be rude or just get on the bed or whatever. So then this couple got on there, they got all whatever, and we started, I don't remember how anything started, but there was a lot of like him going down on me, you going down on her, me blowing him. He had a piercing at the top. I think it's called a ladder. When I was telling my friends about this, they said it was like a ladder.
Oh, it makes sense, yeah, visually.
Piercing, but it like normally, I guess, or not normally, but sometimes there's like multiple because it was at the top of his dick. Mm. It wasn't like a Prince Albert.
How big was it?
The piercing?
Yeah.
I don't know, like you told me, like that big?
The balls?
No, the piercing itself. It was a bar.
Oh, okay.
Well, so and since nobody can see me, can you tell me how big that
is? You're holding up about an inch and a half.
Okay, it was about an inch and a half, but it was a bar across the top.
Okay.
The ball's on the end of it?
I didn't personally see it.
Yeah.
So.
Makes sense.
Yeah. when I asked you, I thought you were going to describe how big the balls were on the end. I'm like, that's a.
No.
What the fuck?
No, that's how long the.
Got it.
About an inch and a half was how long the piercing was. The bar. That went across the top.
Got it.
It was just one. Okay, anyway. So that was my first for that.
Not your first piercing, but the first that type of piercing, yeah.
And so then, like I said, there was a lot of like foreplay type stuff. And then I asked him, I was like, does it hurt? Because I wasn't sure. Like, I've also never blown a guy with that kind of piercing. I've never seen that kind of piercing on somebody. So I was like, I don't know, like, if I get like my mouth around, like, I don't know. I'm like,
yeah, like, what are the rules?
He was
here?
Like,
what
no,
are logistics?
I can't. He's like, no, it really is nothing. I'm like, okay. So then he was like, do you want to fuck? And I'm like, sure. And then, so then we started fucking doggy, and then you were gonna fuck her, but the condom wasn't rolling
well,
on right.
I had gotten off the bed, and I went to my stash, and I started rolling on the condoms. And any guy out there, you're probably nodding your head in agreement. The second a condom gives you like a malfunction, your head just gets fucked up right away. Because for most people, not everybody, some guys are super dicks, but most guys are kind of like
rude. Have super dicks.
But super dicks. A lot of guys are like, you know, once you transition into that sex part, the condom can be a rough thing. And for me, it's very much the same thing. And most of the time the condom rolls on, but this one was just fighting me for whatever reason.
Yeah, I was trying to help him with his too, because it was like whatever this batch or whatever was just being sticky.
It was just weird. So a lot of times if you have that type of issue, you go into your head immediately and you can kind of shut down. I've learned over multiple times that this has happened, something to this effect, just move to something else and your head will get back into it. So I'm like, fuck it. I still got a mouth and I still got my hand. And so I just came back to the bed and just joined you guys.
Yeah.
And that's when I started.
So she was like in a doggy position. Mm-hmm. And then, so you just stood on the edge of the bed and were like fingering her. And then since at that point I turned over to my back. So then I was like rubbing her clit.
Mm-hmm.
And then
waterfall.
She squirted everywhere. Yeah. That's like not the first time I felt squirt, but since she was in the doggy position, it was like a gush. Like it was like a water faucet was turned on.
Squirt is the theme for this podcast. So I've had a few squirters, but it's this one was pretty well drenching. But so yeah, but this one was interesting. That was fun.
Yeah. So.
Pardon my skip. I'm trying to get off the freeway, so I'm paying attention to traffic.
So anyway, yeah. So she squirted everywhere. So then was like we were kind of wrapping things up at that point, and I got dressed, and you kind of were starting to, but then I think you started going down on her again on the edge of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess at some point, because this party allowed single males in, there was a guy who walked in during watching the four of us. And then when I got off the bed and I started getting dressed again, he came over and, I mean, the dress I was wearing, my tits were fully out of. He came over and he was like, "Hey, can I like touch your breast?"
And you had to put your underwear back on at that point.
Yeah, I had my thong on and I had my dress on, but my tits were out in my dress. So, I was standing there and like I said, you were going down on her on the edge of the bed. So then he was like, "Can I touch your tits? Can I like kiss them?" And I was like, "Yeah, as long as you're gentle." And so then he started doing that. And then, he was like, he's like, "Can we fuck?" And I was like, "You're going to have to just double check with him, but you were busy." So then he just got on his knees and then like pulled my panties to the side and just started going, I guess, up on me at that point.
And you were saying how that was really hot.
It was really hot. I don't know. What is something about like pulling your panties to the side? It's just hot.
Yeah. It is. A lot of guys like to, you know, pull it aside to fuck. And
yeah.
Me personally, I feel it kind of rubs my dick the wrong way, but it is, there's a definite fantasy aspect to it.
Yeah. So, then you stopped. So then he noticed that. So then he went and asked you and, you're like, "Yeah, do you have a condom?" And he's like, "Oh, I'm fresh out." You're like, "Don't worry, I got one."
Especially if we're using, because we like to use coconut oil for lube. We're trying a few different ones right now. But if you use coconut oil for lube, you have to use a very specific style of condom. You have to use like a nitrile condom because the oils can break it down. So if we're going to be doing that, I also wanted to make sure he's using the right type of condom with you.
Yeah. So anyway, so then him and I... we were going to start in doggy, but then, again, putting the condom on was being a pain. These condoms were being a pain all day. So he kind of like started getting a little soft and I'm like, "There's no way you can do me doggy. Like if you're even slightly," yeah. So although he had a good sized dick, but so then, I was kind of helping him and like rubbing to try and get like things going again. So then
a cooperative partner.
Yeah. So then we started on my back. So then I was like kind of trying to blow you upside down, hanging off the bed and being fucked. And then once we did that for a little bit, then he was like fully hard. So then we flipped over. So then he was fucking me on my, in doggy. And then, it was much harder to blow you when I'm getting fucked doggy.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause there's a lot of motion to the ocean and I don't want to rub anything like teeth on you. So I was kind of just rubbing and playing with your dick while that was happening.
That was good.
Now
let this be known. This was our first true
single male
MFM.
Yeah.
Single male. We've done some MFM style stuff with, you couples. Know, while the girl's in the shower.
Or the girl's like.
Yeah.
Lightly participating, but like.
This was the first time we've done full.
Yeah.
Single guy.
So then, Oh, so then he got on his, like, he did this, he did this, like, he, like, squatted.
It was doggy style, but he squatted down, and it's like porn shit. So I'm looking at it. I'm like, you know, this dude's a skinnier guy. He's in good shape. I'm like, good for him. But he was like, he's like bent down and he's just going to town. And I'm thinking, I'm like, this is typically like a show position.
Yeah.
Like it looks good on video. I looked it up. It's called the bullfrog. Bulldog, which makes sense. It's a variation of doggy and good for him. And I was thinking in my head, I'm like, this can't be comfortable. But then he's going to town.
And then he's like, I'm going to come.
All of a sudden he's like, I'm going to come. I'm like, oh shit. And he pulls out and then he's like, starts to come. I'm like, come on your back. Come on her back. So he like rips the condom off.
But by that time, I think he mostly came in the condom.
There was a couple of drips on your back and butt, but
yeah.
So yeah, that was a fun first time. We've kept in contact with the dude. He sends us dick pics every day. And I hearted one and I got like four more. I'm like, okay. Clearly, I can't heart the dick pics. And you don't want to have a group chat with him.
I don't. Because
it'll get out of control. So yesterday, he actually just texted me.
So when you say we keep in contact with him, you mean you keep in contact with him because he only has your number.
So he reached out yesterday and he just did text. He's like, hey, what are you guys up to? And I responded back. So maybe he gets the clue that we're not just like a send dick pics all day type couple. Like, you know, a couple here and there are fine. We've seen it. It's, you know, it's all good.
Experienced it.
Yeah. So like, will we do it again? Sure. But you've sold the product. Right now it's about maintaining a connection. Right. And he asked us what we're doing for our weekend. We said we're going to a party. And I said, yeah, you can't come. No single males, blah, blah, blah. You know, we had a conversation and it kind of left at that. So maybe now he knows, like, since I didn't react to the other 20 dick pics and I reacted and responded to an actual conversation.
Yeah.
That's how you approach us.
Right. So anyway, we wrapped that up and I got dressed again. And then we were like, okay, let's go see what else is going on by this time. Cause since we had gotten there at midnight, we played with that other couple. Then we played with the guy. It was probably, I don't know. You want to say 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
So the party was pretty much like no one was really downstairs anymore. There was no one really out and about. So we're like, well, let's just go see what's going on upstairs. So we go upstairs. The single dude that we had just played with is sitting in a chair in the loft upstairs. And then there's a couple that we know he's going down on her on another chair in their loft. In the loft area. And then the two other playroom doors are shut. And we're kind of watching them. And then the single guy's like, you guys can go in one of these rooms. It's just, I can't go in unless I'm invited. So we kind of peeked into one room and it looks like some people were getting dressed and wrapping up in there. So we shut the door. We didn't really peek in the other room. And then we're kind of still watching the couple that was, oral sex on the on the little couches.
They were having the oral sex.
They were having the oral sex.
All of it.
So, they kind of stopped and they looked to see that we're there. And then I think you kind of were like, hey, can I?
Yeah. So this is a couple, we have a little bit of history with them.
Yeah.
They were one of the couples with us in the jacuzzi a couple months back and they're kind of new.
Yeah.
So we had like minor experiences with them that night, nothing major. And then, but I've always had a thing for her.
Yeah.
And I think her, me, you know, I can only assume. So if not, she's a good faker.
Yeah.
So then, yeah, he was kind of down there and I kind of was like, you know, raise my hand. Weakly. Can I tap in, sir?
Yeah. So, they're new. So they kind of like sidebar and we're kind of talking to each other, but the conversation was kind of like lasting a little longer than I was thinking it would, you know, like it's either for me, I was like, it's a yes or no, but I guess if you're very new and I can remember that situation, you know, there may be a little more conversation about it. So, or like triple checking, you know?
Of course.
So, we started like walking away. We're like, okay, you know, no big, like we don't want to cause any issues. Yeah, no, so
go back to doing your thing.
You guys go do your thing.
Catch up with you later.
No, yeah. So we started walking away and then they were like, no. He's like, just give us 1 second. And we're like, okay. And then he's like, yeah, we're good. And we're like, okay. And then, so then you had her, you were going to go down or you went down.
But
her.
Didn't he say like, but soft only or something like that?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
But I assumed.
Yeah. So I banged her in the butt.
So then you switched his position, which was on the floor while she was in the chair. And then there was another chair sitting there and I was going to sit in that, but I'm so tall and the chairs were so low. I just felt like it was like not a good position. Like I'm going to literally be like crunched up on my back, like trying to like be in a weird position in this chair.
The things and you then think my, about in the
and then
moments.
My thigh is like my leg is going to be in this woman's face next to me. Like I'm just like, it's just not like.
All right. So in my head, I'm like, okay, so this girl's in the chair. I'm going to get down on my knees and I'm going to bend forward. My asshole is going to open up. Everybody downstairs is now going to see my asshole. Did I could have thought that, but did I? No.
You could have thought the single guy sitting behind you still watching yes. everything could see up your asshole.
He was enjoying my butthole. So no, I didn't think about that. I was like, so, I have single track mind. I see a mission.
So I'm like, told Rambo. The guy, I was like, you want to like, the floor was carpeted and it was a clean house. I was like, you want to just lay on the floor?
It wasn't a hotel room.
He's like, yeah, sure, whatever. So I was like, okay, this feels better to me. So we're on the floor and he's going down on me. And then, well, first I told him, I said, I'm just warning you. I've been fucked twice. No one's come in me, but just so you know, like, there's been condoms in me and I don't want you to like,
they're not latex.
I'm like, they're not latex.
We only use the best.
I just want you to know, just giving you forewarning, just before you start anything, that's where I'm at. If you want to change your decision on what you want to do, I'm giving you an opportunity to do so now. But he was like, no, it's fine. So I'm like, okay. So, I laid on the floor and then he was going down on me. And then after a while of doing that, I was like, I asked him, I'm like, can I reciprocate? And I said, can I suck your dick? And then he was like, now? And I'm like, I mean, yeah.
An IOU?
Like, yeah. So then he flipped over. And so then he was on the floor. And then I was.
He like fully laid down on the ground.
Yeah. I was kind of in like a doggy position sucking his dick. So then the single dude comes over and puts his head between my legs and is trying to eat me out while I'm going down on.
He should have just laid on his back and went under you like a car mechanic.
He did.
Oh, he did.
That's what he did. He laid on his back and then so he's essentially between my legs and the other dude's legs. But the position I was in, it wasn't like, and I didn't widely open my legs or anything, so my thick thighs were kind of blocking.
He had earmuffs.
Full like access. By the way,
that was a great view. So when I looked over, I put my head up. I looked over and I just saw your ass was winking at me.
Yeah. So. Anyway, so then he was kind of trying to do that, but it wasn't super successful. So then he kind of moved out of that position. And then I think, oh, so then you got squirted on again.
So yeah, I was down there and then, I've been squirted on, but never, while I was doing oral. So I was down there doing my thing and then all of a sudden gush all in my mouth and it's not pee. I know there's scientific studies that there's, you know, this amount percentages from this and yada, yada, yada. However, it tasted nothing like pee. It smelled nothing like pee. It was not pee. And that's my stance. That's official on the books. So I'm kind of having this thought in my head while I'm like, whoa, and I lived through it. It was like the splash zone. And then I was like, all right, cool. So then I just kept going and then round two. Right again in the mouth. It was fucking beautiful. It was awesome. So I've always kind of wondered like
how would I react?
Like I know I'm going to always react with grace and poise. Like I'm not going to recoil in horror. Even if she just straight up peed on me, like I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let me clean up. But no, it was a fantastic experience. So
yeah,
we had a lot of firsts that night.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
So we're currently sitting in the driveway of the party and they are waiting on us. So I think let's wrap this bitch up.
Yep. All right. When enjoying the sweet side of life, keep your pineapples upside down, believe in unicorns, and keep shaking it up.
Love you, babe.
Love you too.
Thank you for listening to the Sweet Side of Life podcast. If you're looking to get a hold of us, you can find us at our Sweetums hotline, 951-226-5261. You can text us there, you can call us and leave us voicemails, but most importantly, you can send us all your dirty pictures. And there's a good chance I'll hit you back. But you can also find us at the Sweet Side of Life Podcast at Outlook.com. And you can find our TikTok at Sweet Side of Life Podcast. And if you're on X, also known as Twitter, you can find us at Sweet Side Pod. Thank you so much.
Lights down low, sweetums, feel the vibe. Mr. Sweet smirk like, yeah, this your tribe. Mrs. Sweet whisper, relax, stay true. After dark, sweetums.
show